come together.
很荣幸能够跟大家一起来学习神的话。
And we're highly honored that you would come to hear the truth of God, and that we could be used in any way to help you to understand the truth of God.
也很高兴大家能来听神的话，我们也也很高兴能够在解经上能帮到大家。
You've all come to hear God speak today, not anybody else. And so that's why we pray, because we want God to do the speaking to our hearts.
因为我们知道今天只是别人，所以这就为什么我们要祷告，求神来带领。
So we bow now and we will pray.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you so much for your love toward us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，为了您对我们的爱。
By the grace of God, you sent the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior.
因着神的恩典，您把基督赐给我们。
You wrote the Bible to be our instructor.
您写了这圣经，成为我们的引导。
And you gave us the Holy Spirit to be our helper.
您给我们圣灵，成为我们的帮助者。
And so, Lord, not only do we give thanks for these, but we pray that each will be a blessing to us right here in this room this afternoon.
主啊，我们不但如此的祷告，我们更求您今天带领和祝福我们在座的每一位。
Teach our minds, we pray, Lord, but convict our hearts as well.
教导我们的理性，也让我们的心能够得着印证，得着确据。
And then, Lord, cause each of us to choose today to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
带领我们每一个人都能够选择跟随耶稣基督。
And so we give thanks and look to you for blessing.
我们这样的感恩也仰望您。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Well, last week we were studying Acts chapter 16. So this week we're going to start studying Acts chapter 17.
上周我们学了《使徒行传》十六章，这周我们从十七章开始。
Acts chapter 17. You'll remember that Paul and Silas are making their way generally in a westward direction on the north side of the Mediterranean Sea.
我们都知道保罗和希拉他们往西边哈，就是往那个罗马那个方向去传教了。
They were in Philippi, and then they moved further into the city of Thessalonica in the country of Greece.
他们在现在在的地方呢，是在希腊的附近，就是帖撒罗尼迦这个地方。
And so that's where we're going to pick it up today in Acts chapter 17. And verse 1.
从十七章的一节开始，他们已经经过了，过了腓立比了，到了新的地方了。
The group that were traveling together, which would have been Paul and Silas and Timothy, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue.
保罗和希拉经过安菲波利亚波罗尼亚，来到帖撒罗尼迦，在那里有犹太人的会堂。
And as his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue on three Sabbath days. He reasoned with them from the scriptures.
按照素常的规矩进去，保罗一连三个安息日，本着圣经与他们辩论。
So the preaching in the synagogue was not just a one-way monologue presentation.
所以你会看见在会堂呢，它不是一个单向的演讲。
There was apparently back and forth discussion, and so Paul reasoned with them. He tried to give them logical answers to their questions.
所以保罗就跟他们有一些辩论，保罗尝试着给他们一些逻辑的回答。
It is very true that the Bible is written first of all to men's minds.
非常正确啊，圣经是先对人的理性说话的。
And then the logic is convict the mind, instruct the mind, convict the heart, and then compel response.
所以这样的理性呢会让你先在逻辑上先接受，然后呢心理呢再接受，然后呢你心里必须在这样的一个状态下呢会要你做一个回应。
Now the devil doesn't usually use that approach.
那魔鬼一般不是这么一个方式来接来进来的。
Because you see, the devil doesn't have much appeal to the mind.
所以魔鬼一般都不太跟你的理性说话的。
The devil's appeal is, do it, it'll feel good.
那魔鬼的做法就是，哎，你就做吧，做了就会很舒服。
So the devil starts with the feeling.
他是从感觉开始的。
And then the feeling leads to the action.
那感觉就会带来行动。
And the action begins to convince the heart.
然后这个行动呢，就会开始让你的心呢，被说服。
And then the heart tells the mind what to do.
然后你的心就告诉你的理性应该做什么。
So it's all the difference in the world. God's truth starts with fact into the mind, into the heart, into the life.
所以神的真理它是这么样来的，神的真理先到理性，再到心，然后再由心呢带领你的生命。
The devil's truth is, or the devil's approach is, it'll feel good into the heart, and sorry, into the action, and then to the heart, and forget the mind.
所以魔鬼的这个做法呢是你先做你的感觉带领你的行为你的行为呢说服了你的心，你的心呢就把理性说撇到一边去，不需要你了。
So I've told you before that the key word, the key new word in Webster's dictionary this year is post-truth.
所以呢在今天的这个字典啊，英文字典里有两个新的词，一个呢叫做 post-truth， 就是后真理。
Our society says, "Don't worry about truth. If it feels good, do it."
所以呢，我们的社会其实是这么个意思，就是你不要去考虑过多关于真理的事，你就如果感觉舒服呢，就做吧。
And even in our universities, truth is not always very important.
即使是在大学里也是这样，真理并不是那么重要。
Okay, so here's Paul. He goes to the synagogue and he explains things. He is looking for truth.
所以保罗在这里呢，他进了会堂，然后他开始跟人辩论啊。这个时候，其实大家讨论的话题就是真理。
So remember, on Judgment Day, God is going to say to you, "I gave you a good mind. Did you do what you knew you should do?"
所以神会在你的审判日呢问你啊，我给了你这个理性，我给了你好的思考，你是不是用在对的地方啊？
Verse 3 now says that Paul was explaining and proving that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead.
第三节呢，保罗就讲解陈明基督必须受害，从死里复活。
So he kept on going to the Old Testament. And he found the verses that said that the Messiah must die and he must rise from the dead. And they all knew that they were looking forward to that fact.
所以保罗呢就跟他们辩论的时候是拿出旧约圣经来跟他们讲啊，这节经文这个地方讲了那耶稣啊，就是那个弥赛亚必须基督必须受害，必须从死里复活。所以犹太人们的犹太人呢，读了这个就会知道，他们其实是盼望这个弥赛亚，就是这个基督要来的。
And then his next argument was, "This Jesus that I'm proclaiming to you is the Christ."
那他第二个论点就是呢
，So
我说的这个耶稣就是要来的基督。
In the Old Testament, all the Jewish people were looking forward to the coming of the Messiah.
所以所有的旧约的犹太人呢，他们都在盼望那个要来的弥赛亚。
The Messiah is the Hebrew word for Christ.
所以弥赛亚这个词呢，是希伯来语的同样的意思，就是基督。所以基督和弥赛亚，一个是希伯来语，一个是希腊语。
Christ is therefore the Greek word for Messiah.
所以呢 Christ 这个词是希腊语， Messiah 这个词呢是希伯来语，两个是一个意思。
So the Old Testament kept on saying to the people, all the Jews were looking for it, and it was the Messiah, the one who is going to be your Savior, your Lord, your Master. He is coming. Look out for him. He's coming soon.
所以旧约里面一直就在说呢，这个 Messiah, 这个救世主，这个要来救赎你们的，他要快来了，所以你们要等待他，要寻找他。所以整个旧约都在讲这个主题。
So Paul's two messages were, first of all, the Messiah who is coming must suffer and rise again.
所以保罗在这里说呢，两个信息，第一呢，那个要来的弥赛亚呢，他一定会先受难啊，但是他会复活。
And number two, Jesus is the Messiah who did suffer and rise again.
第二个论点就是呢，现在呢，我告诉你们，这个耶稣他就是那个弥赛亚，他受难了，他复活了。
So the question that we keep asking people in the world today is this: who do you think Jesus was?
所以我们经常今天问地上的人呢，会说，哎，你认为耶稣是谁？
And the problem is there's really only one answer to the question: Jesus Christ is the Lord, the Messiah from heaven.
那其实呢，只有一个回答，就是耶稣基督呢，就是主，就是从天上来的救世主。Lord.
All other explanations for Jesus don't make sense.
其他对耶稣的任何的解释呢，都是行不通的。
So one, several of the logical men who loved the Lord Jesus came up with this simple logic. Jesus Christ is either a liar or he is the Lord. Sorry, he's either a liar or he is a lunatic, a crazy man, or he is the Lord.
所以所有的有逻辑的人哈，他都会得出这样的一个结论，就是呢，耶稣呢，或者是个撒谎的人，或者呢是一个疯子，或者他就是主了，他就是神了。
Okay, and the logic that they use goes like this. They say, if Jesus Christ is not Lord, then maybe he was a liar when he said he was the Lord, the Messiah, the Son of God.
逻辑是这样的，就是当耶稣呢，他如果他不是神，他不是主呢，他说他是呢，他就是个撒谎的人。
So you ask yourself the question: was Jesus Christ a liar?
那你会问自己啊，那耶稣是一个撒谎的人吗？
And the answer is no. There's no, absolutely no evidence anywhere that Jesus Christ was a liar.
很显然啊，没有任何的证据来证明耶稣是一个撒谎的人。
So the next alternative is Jesus Christ was crazy. He was a lunatic.
第二个选择呢，就是他疯了，他那个脑子不清楚。
Well, what we know about the Lord Jesus from the Bible and from the rest of history, was he crazy man?
如果我们从圣经和从历史其他的记载来任何的细节关于他的，你能得出他是个疯子的结论吗？
Well, if he isn't a liar, and if he wasn't a crazy man, then there's only one other thing he could have been.
如果他既不是撒谎的，也不是个疯子，那他只有一种可能了。
What he said he was Lord.
就是像他自己说的那样，他就是主啊。
There is no other alternative.
再没有其他的选项。
So I went to a meeting one night many years ago with my friend, and there was a man from another religion there.
我很多年前跟我的一个朋友去一个福音的聚会哈，有一个人从另外来。
They were having a debate.
在这个会上呢有争论。
And so the whole thing was to be a logical discussion of who Jesus Christ was.
那所有的事情都是关于一个理性逻辑的讨论，耶稣是谁。
So the Christian said to the man from another religion, said to him, now you answer the question, was Jesus Christ a liar, a lunatic, or was he the Lord that he said he was?
那基督徒就问那个另外一个宗教来的人，说你来回答这个问题，那耶稣是个撒谎的呢，还是个疯子，还是个就是他说的那样是一个主。
I thought to myself, this is going to be very interesting.
然后我就跟自己说，这个会是很有意思了。
I would like to see how this other man answers the question.
我挺想看另外一个人他怎么回答这个问题。
Do you know what his answer was?
你猜他怎么回答的？
I can't remember, just a few words. It is not that simple. Five words.
就他只是 很简单的说了五个词，他说这事儿没那么简单。
It is not that. Is that a good answer?
这是不是一个好的回答呢？
It's not that simple.
没有那么简单，没有那么简单。
You be very, very careful when people, you put a question to them, if they can't answer it, they will often say, well, it's not that simple.
所以你要小心，有的时候你会问别人一个很直接的问题，他会说，哎呀，这事情没那么简单。其实他就是不能回答你。
The answer is, it is simple. God has made it simple.
其实呢，是非常简单，神已经讲得很清楚了。
I spent a long time preaching the gospel to a lawyer friend of mine once.
我花了以前花过很长的时间呢，跟一个朋友，我的一个朋友是个律师，讲神的道。
I explained the truth of God to him, and then I said to him, "Are you ready to believe that?"
我就把神的真理告诉他，我就问他，你准备信吗？
His answer was, "It's too simple."
然后他的答案说呢，都太简单了，这个。
That's not an answer either.
这也不是一个回答啊。
Okay, sooner or later, the mind God has given us a mind. We've got to stand before the God who made our minds, and we've either got to say yes, I believe you, or we've got to have a good reason for saying no. And there is no good reason for saying no.
所以呢，神给了我们理性哈，给了我们时间，其实让我们思考去接受他的，我们必须要为这个负上责任的。所以神给了我们一切好的理由去接受他，所以面对审判的时候，我们是要负责的。
And I think that's how Joe Reese became a Christian.
这就是为什么 Joe Reese 成为基督徒。
A man explained the gospel to him.
有个人呢跟他解释了福音。
And he simply said when it was over, can you give me a good reason why you should not believe Jesus Christ right now?
然后呢他就问 Joe, 他说你能给我一个简单的理由为什么你现在不应该成为基督徒吗？
Joe said, no, I can't think of a good reason.
Joe 说那我真找不出一个理由来。
So that's what they did. Paul went into the synagogue and he talked to the people and he reasoned with them.
所以保罗呢也是一样，他进了会堂跟大家讨论，辩论，讲耶稣基督。
All right, verse 4.
四节。
Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and not a few prominent women.
他们中间有些人听了劝，就服从保罗和希拉，有许多虔敬的希腊人，尊贵的妇人也不少。
So three groups of people responded. Number one, a lot of Jews. Number two, a lot of non-Jews, but they were God-fearing non-Jews. And then a lot of women.
所以这里呢讲到了三群的人有正面的回应。第一呢，很多的犹太人；第二呢，很多的希腊人，但是他们是敬畏神的希腊人；第三呢，很多尊贵的妇人。
Now it's interesting in this series of stories that women play a prominent role.
所以在这些故事里呢，你会看见妇女啊，她都有个比较突出的位置。
So who was the first convert in Philippi? Acts 16.
腓立比教会的腓立比这个地方在使徒行传十六章，谁第一个信主的？
Lydia, the woman Lydia, that's right.
吕底亚，那个妇女。
Now we're at Thessalonica. Who were among the believers? Prominent women. A lot of prominent women.
那我们现在来到帖撒罗尼迦，你看，在最初信的人里面有什么人呢？有一些尊贵的妇人。
Look at verse 12.
我们往下看十二节。
Many of the Jews believed. As did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men.
十二节，他们中间相信的多有相信的，有许多 希腊尊贵的妇女男子也不少。
Look at the last verse of Acts 17.
十七章最后一节。
It says a few men became followers of Paul and believed. Among them was Dionysius, a member of the Areopagus, also a woman named Damaris, and another of others.
有几个人贴近他，信了主，其中有亚律巴古的官丢尼修，并一个妇人名叫大马里，还有别人一同信从。
And I mentioned to you before that as you go through the Bible, at the foundation of great works for God, you will find godly women.
所以你看整个圣经呢，你看神的工作的一个基础一个基石，你会找到很多的妇人的影子。
And as I look around the room today, there are more women than men.
就像呢，我们查经的人里面呢，妇女会比男人要多。
And I say, why is that?
为什么说？我会问为什么是这样呢？
And my prayer is that God will take you godly women and use you to be the foundation of a great work for God.
所以我的祷告是啊，神会带领你们这些妇人啊，成为敬虔的妇人，成为他属灵工作的基础。
I don't consider you ordinary women.
我并不是看你们是普通的妇人。
I consider you to be prominent women.
我看你们是尊贵的妇人。
Prominent women are women whom God has endowed with the ability to accomplish great things for His glory.
尊贵的妇人是神给了他那属天的能力，为了神的荣耀而做工的妇人。
And my prayer is that God will take each one of you and make you the foundation of much which is great and wonderful for God.
我的祷告是神真的是这样的带领你们，让你们成为那属天属灵工作的基石，成为那敬虔的妇人。
Norma and I have a grandmother.
Norma 跟我呢有一个祖母啊。
We never met our grandmother. She died long before we were born.
我们出生前很早呢，她就过世了，我没见过她。
One day her husband came home and said, I think you should take the children and go down to that tent on the corner of King Edward and Main Street, 25th and Main. There's a tent there, and there's a man in there who's preaching. You should go down and you should listen to that man preach.
所以他说呢，我现在要你啊，他回家呢，他祖父就跟他的妻子和这个妻子说呢，你带着孩子们去25街那个边上呢有一个 tent， 有个帐篷，那里有人在讲道，你带着孩子们去听。
Our grandmother went down，
然后我祖母就去了。
And she listened and she believed，
她听了就信了。
And she encouraged her children and my mother and my aunts and uncles believed，
然后她就鼓励她的孩子们，也就是我的妈妈和我的那些舅舅们呢，就都信了。
And there are many of her grandchildren like Norma and me who preach the gospel of Jesus Christ today because our grandmother was an honorable and a prominent woman who said, I believe and I am going to tell my family about Jesus.
那我呢，比方说我和 Norma， 我们今天能在这里讲到呢，就是因为我的那个外祖母啊，就她是一个敬虔的妇人，她的这个基石打好了，那他的后代就能够成为神的工人。
So we never met her, but I've got a great big picture of her on the wall in my house.
我从来没见过她，但是在我的家里的墙上呢，有一张她的大幅照片。
And I walk past her picture many times a day.
我每天要经过那个照片好多次。
And often I say hi, Granny.
然后我经常会说，奶奶你好，外祖母你好。
And I say I'm going to keep on telling the story that you told us.
我会继续对继续讲给别人听哈，就是这个讲道的故事。
All right, verse 5. But the Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob and started a riot in the city.
那不信的犹太人呢，心里嫉妒，招聚了市井匪类，大伙成群，耸动合成的人。
Do you think they would have done that if they knew that Jesus was a liar?
那你觉得耶稣是个骗子吗？
David said, "Don't worry about him. He's just a liar."
假设耶稣是个骗子，他们会这么样吗？他们不会的。
Do you think they would have done that if they thought Jesus was a lunatic?
如果耶稣是个疯子，他们会这么样做吗？
No.
不会的。
They knew that Jesus was Lord, and they did not want him, and they said, "We'll fight against him."
所以他们正是因为耶稣是真正的主，所以他们不要这个主，他们才要造反。
So they rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd.
那他们进了耶孙的家哈，就是 Jason 的家，要将保罗和希拉带到百姓那里去。
So we don't know much about Jason, but we do know this, that he probably was just like Lydia.
我们不太了解关于 Jason 这个人，耶孙这个人，但是我们猜呢，可能就像吕底亚一样。
He was probably one of the first converts.
他可能是帖撒罗尼迦城里面最初的一批信徒之一。
So they went hunting for Paul and Silas, probably staying in Jason's house. And when they got there, Paul and Silas weren't there.
所以他们要去抓保罗他们两个的时候呢，他们可能正在耶孙的家。
So they said, "What do we do?" Then they got this bright idea, verse 6. When they did not find Paul and Silas, they dragged Jason and some other brothers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here."
然后呢，他们没找到在那里没找到保罗，他们俩呢就把耶孙和几个弟兄拉到地方官那里喊叫说，那搅乱天下的也到这里来。
So what would you have done if you were Jason?
如果你是耶孙，你会怎么样呢？
You'd say, "What are you beating me up for? If you want to beat somebody, go beat Paul and Silas."
我会觉得你打我干什么？你去找保罗和希拉呀，你不要打我。
And the mob said, "We can't find Paul and Silas, so we'll beat you up instead."
所以但是暴民却说呢，我找不到保罗，我就打你了。
So if you were to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, is it possible that you might get into trouble?
如果你信靠耶稣基督，是不是有可能你可能会遇到麻烦呢？
Would it be worth it?
是配不值不值呢这种麻烦。
Periodically you've got to say to people, no matter what you say, "I'm going to follow Jesus regardless of what you do to me."
所以有的时候你会碰到这种情形，你会跟人说，不管你怎么样，反正我总是要信耶稣基督。这个时候呢，你会遭遇一些迫害的。
All right. It's interesting though that the line says, "These men who caused trouble all over the world have now come here."
所以很有意思，这些人控告耶孙他们的话叫搅乱天下的也到这里来。
So, did they really come to cause trouble?
保罗他们来真的是来搅乱带来麻烦的吗？
No, they didn't cause trouble. They simply came to tell the truth so that there wouldn't be any trouble.
他们只是来讲真理，带领大家使大家没有麻烦。
But there was trouble because people refused to listen to the truth.
那人们如果拒绝听这个真理呢，倒反真的有麻烦。
All right, verse 7 says, "Jason has welcomed them into his house. They're all defying Caesar's decree, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus."
耶孙收留他们，这些人来违背凯撒的命令，说另有一个王耶稣。
Well, that's a good phrase.
这是一个很好的词组啊。
Okay, there's a very famous British writer named Malcolm Muggeridge who wrote a book, and he entitled his book "Another King Called Jesus."
所以有一个英国作家啊，他写过一本书，就是用这句话取的名，叫另一个王，名叫耶稣。
And if Jesus is king, we better follow him.
如果耶稣真的是王呢，我们就要跟随他了。
Who's the bigger king?
谁是那更大的王？
Jesus or Justin Trudeau?
是耶稣呢，还是 Justin 也还是特鲁多呢？
Who's the bigger king, Jesus or Queen Elizabeth?
哪一个是更大的王，是耶稣呢，还是女王呢，伊丽莎白呢？
You know, Canada would be a wonderful place if everybody acknowledged Jesus Christ was king.
那加拿大会是一个更美的地方，如果每一个人都接受耶稣基督。
Canada would be the easiest country in the world to govern for Justin Trudeau if everybody believed Jesus Christ were king.
加拿大会是地上最容易管制的国家，对于特鲁多总理来说，如果每个人都信靠耶稣。
Justin Trudeau wouldn't have a worry in the world if everybody else were king and all he had to do was say yes, Jesus, and carry on.
如果特鲁多呢也不会有任何的麻烦啊，如果大家都接受耶稣基督。
All right, so what happens next? Verse 8.
第八节。
When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. Then they made Jason and the others post a bond and let them go.
众人和地方官听见这话就惊慌了，于是取了耶孙和其余之人的保障，就释放了他们。
So you feel a little bit sorry for Jason.
你会感到替 Jason 呢，替 Jason 有一点遗憾啊。
All right. So now, verse 10 says that they moved on.
然后第十节他们就继续往下走。
As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea.
弟兄们随即在夜间打发保罗和希拉往比利亚去。
So they went down the road. That's the way the gospel was sent, isn't it? It was preached here, and then they couldn't preach anymore, so they moved, and then they couldn't preach anymore, so they moved, and they just kept on going. But everywhere they went, they kept on telling people about Jesus.
这就是福音传播的方式。好，使徒们或者说神的工人去到一个地方，讲到一个程度呢，不能再讲了。然后他们就走，去到一个地方，又讲到一个程度，不能再讲，又被赶走。所以他整个一路呢，他们不管到哪，都是在讲福音。
Many years ago, I used to go down to Granville Island on a Sunday afternoon to tell people about Jesus.
很多年前呢，我会在那个 Granville Island 讲跟别人讲关于耶稣基督的福音。
And I would usually have some tracts in my hand, maybe something like the Romans Road tract or something else.
Yeah.
And so I'd go to the first person and I'd say, I've got a tract from the Bible about spiritual things. Are you interested in spiritual things?
那我经常手里会准备很多单张啊，就比如像罗马路这样的一个单张，有些经文能够很简洁的把福音的真理讲出来。然后呢，我会发给很多人，我碰到第一个人，我会给他个单张，我说你有没有兴趣想听耶稣基督的福音呢？
And usually the first person would say, no, I'm not interested.
一般来说呢，我碰到第一个人都说不，我没啥兴趣。
So I go to the next person, I'd say, you interested?
然后我会去问第二个人，我说你有没有兴趣？
And often they'd say, no, I'm not interested.
一般也是这个回答，我还是没兴趣。
And sometimes I go almost all the way around the table.
然后呢，我有的时候我会走好大一圈哈，桌子边上走一圈。
And someone at the end would often say, "Yes, I'm interested."
但这里总有人会说呢，是的，我有兴趣听。
So I would start to talk to them about the truth of God.
然后我就会跟他们讲关于神的真理。
And very often, everybody else at the table would listen to hear what I was saying.
但是呢，经常会是怎么样的？因为他们是坐在一桌哈。然后当我讲给那个最后那个人说我要听的讲的时候呢，其他的人也都会支起耳朵来听一听。
So if you speak to somebody and they say no, speak to somebody else.
所以你碰到一个人呢说他不想听呢，你就不要沮丧，你再找一个人再说。
And so Paul says we're going to run out of Thessalonica, so let's go down the road to Berea.
所以呢，保罗他们呢，那我们从帖撒罗尼迦被赶出来就去比利亚。
And so arriving there, verse 10 goes on, they went into the Jewish synagogue again to tell the Jewish people about Jesus.
这里又去了犹太会堂啊，来告诉犹太人福音。
Now verse 11 says something very interesting about these Bereans, comparing the Bereans to the Thessalonians, and you read the verse, we'll read the verse, You tell me what was so special about the Bereans.
然后我们读一下这一节，我们来看一下这个地方的人有什么特别的地方。
Okay, in English then together, now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true.
十一节，刚才读的是十一节。
Can we read that in Chinese?
Yeah. 这地方的人，咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，也晓得这道是与不是。
So what did the Bereans do that was very good?
Noble.
What did they do that was very good? What was that again, Nancy?
They examined the scripture every day.
Every day they went back to the Bible. Why did they go back to the Bible? What was it?
They're humble.
Yeah, they were humble. How? To see whether it was true. Okay, so what do we expect you to do? We expect you to listen when we teach the Bible, and then we expect you to go home and say, now Harold said some funny things there. I wonder whether is that really what the Bible says? And so you go back and you study the Bible. And you'll learn one of two things. You'll either learn that I was right in what I said, and then you'll really know it's right. Or you'll learn that I was wrong in what I said, and then you'll really know what's right. So either way, you'll really know what's right.
所以，比利亚的人呢，有个特点就是，他们每天呢都回去要读圣经。读圣经的目的是为了明白他听到的这个到底对或不对。所以呢，我也盼望大家呢也是做同样的事情。大家听完以后呢，都回去自己读圣经。读的时候会想，哎，好像 Harold 这个话讲的对，哎，不对。他讲的这个不对，那我知道什么是对的，所以不管哪一种，不管他说的对或不对，你都能够从圣经里得着对的答案，这就是读圣经的好处。
Okay, the result was that many believed.
而且这个结果就是很多人因此而信了。
So if you don't want to believe, close your Bible.
如果你不想信呢，你就关上圣经就好了，你就不
信。But if you want to believe,Why then you open the Bible, because if you study the Bible, you are going to believe.
所以你要想信呢，你只要打开圣经，只要你学习圣经，你就会信的。
All right. What have we got next after these Bereans? Verse 12 says, Therefore, many of the Jews believed.
十二节，所以他们中间很多有相信的。
As did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men.
又有希腊尊贵的妇女，男子也不少。
That's why we believe. So, as I told you before, I get great encouragement when I see some of your Bibles because I see that you have underlined this.And you've read that, and you've underlined something else. And it means you're reading the Bible. And when you're reading the Bible, you are growing in belief. Read the Bible.
所以我很高兴看见很多人的圣经啊，大家都翻得很多，然后有些划了这里，划了那里，说明你们在读啊。只要你们在读呢，你们就在主里会成长。
All right, verse 13.
十三节。
When the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God at Berea, they went there too, agitating the crowds and stirring them up.
但帖撒罗尼迦的犹太人知道保罗又在比利亚传道的时候呢，就往那里去，耸动，搅扰众人。
Everywhere Paul went, people believed, and others got very, very angry.
所以保罗去的地方呢，总会有人信，那些不信的就会特别生气。
Remember the Lord Jesus Christ said, if they receive you, they'll if they receive me, they'll receive you. But if they don't receive me, they won't receive you either. And so they were treating Paul and Silas the same way they treated Jesus.
所以耶稣说呢，你们那些接纳我的呢，就会接纳你们；不接纳我、拒绝我的，也会拒绝你们。他对门徒们说。所以保罗和希拉在这里就是这样，就是这些拒绝耶稣道的人呢，就会抵挡保罗和希拉。
So verse 14 says the brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed at Berea. The man who escorted Paul brought him to Athens and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible.
当时弟兄们便打发保罗往海边去，希拉和提摩太仍住在比利亚，送保罗的人带他到了雅典，既领了保罗的命，叫希拉和提摩太速速到他这里来，就回去了。
So Paul ends up going to the city of Athens.
所以保罗最终呢去了雅典城。
And in those days Athens was the cultural capital of the world.
在那个时代呢，雅典是当时世界的文化中心。
It had beenThe military, the government capital as well, but the Greeks were defeated and the Romans were now the government from Rome in Italy, but Athens was still the cultural capital.
所以本来呢，它也应该是经济和政治的中心，但是呢，在那个时代呢，第三个大的王朝，希腊王朝已经被打败了，当时在地上掌权的是罗马帝国。所以罗马帝国的核心，经济和政治的核心就在罗马了。所以这个时候，希腊呢只是一个文化的中心。
So that's probably where the rich people lived.
所以雅典很可能是当时的希腊的富人住的地方。
That's where the university people lived.
也是大学这个大学生多的地方。
That's where probably the great musicians.And the great artists lived.
也许是很多音乐家和艺术家住的地方。
And if you were from Athens, you really were somebody.
所以你从雅典来，或者你住在雅典，多少是有点身份的。
So in every country, there are places that are the center of power, and then there are other places that really aren't very much.
所以在每个国家呢，它都会有一些这种中心城市，相比而言呢，其他的一些城市呢，相对就要小一些了。
So in British Columbia, I always think of two cities which are the opposite extreme.
那比如说 BC 省呢，我总是想有两个的城啊，它是两个极端。
One is Vancouver. That's where all the center power is.
那一个呢就是温哥华哈，那是所有的这个中心就在这里了哈。
And the other that I think of is Spuzzum.
另一个叫 Spuzzum.
How many know where Spuzzum is?
谁只听过这个小镇的名字？
See, I told you it wasn't very important.
所以我说它不怎么很有名嘛。
Okay, nobody. You drive through Spuzzum. Sometimes I drive through Spuzzum. I don't know if there's a single building in Spuzzum. It's just there's nothing there. Okay.
有的时候我会路过那个地方，以前，它其实就是有一这个镇上只有一座建筑。
In the days of the Lord Jesus, what was the great cultural city of Israel?
那个是耶稣的时代，那文化的大的那座城是什么？
Jerusalem. And what was at the bottom of the list?
就是耶路撒冷了，在那个单子的最末尾是什么呢？
Nazareth.
就是拿撒勒了。
Jesus came from Nazareth.
但是耶稣是从拿撒勒出来的。拿撒勒就是特别不出名的北部的小镇子。
What a humble person was Jesus.
耶稣是一个多么谦卑的人。
He loved us, and there's an old hymn that says, He became poor to ransom my soul.
所以呢，诗歌说呢，他变成贫穷啊，来救赎我的罪。
And so Paul was in Philippi and Thessalonica and Berea, but God wanted him to go to Athens too. So, So they drove him out of Thessalonica, and then they drove him out of Berea, and they drove him into Athens. And when he got there, I suppose he said, well, I guess I'm going to have to preach the gospel to the Athenians as well.
所以呢，你会看见，保罗是怎么行动的呢？他本来去帖撒罗尼迦讲，然后就被赶出来；又去比利亚讲，又被赶出来；又赶到哪呢？赶到雅典去。所以保罗到了雅典，他会想什么？他说：“我还是要去给这些雅典人来讲神的道。”
All right, verse 16. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see the city was full of idols.
所以保罗在雅典的时候，他心里很着急，因为满城都是偶像。
Are you greatly distressed when you see what Vancouver is full of?
啊，那如果你看见温哥华都充满的东西，你会不会很着急呢？
Sometimes when I see the city of Vancouver, I say, "Oh Lord, I feel so sad. This city is so bad. I like this city, but Lord, it's full of evil."
我有的时候看见这个城啊，我会跟神祷告，我说主啊，我很爱这个城，但是这个城真的很糟糕啊，满了罪恶。
Verse 17 says, So he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace day by day with those who happened to be there.
于是在会堂里犹太人和前进人并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论。
So, Paul was very wise. On Saturdays, the Sabbath day, he went to the Jewish people who went to the synagogue.
所以保罗非常聪明，在星期六安息日的时候呢，他就进到会堂跟犹太人讲。
And he told them about Jesus.
他跟他们讲关于耶稣。
But then on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, there weren't any meetings in the synagogue.So he went to the marketplace and he told them about Jesus.
所以呢，在剩下的六天里呢，那没会堂里是没有会聚会的，他就去了公众市场啊，来跟大家讲。
So what day of the week should we be telling people about Jesus?
那我们哪一天要告诉别人关于耶稣呢？
Every day.
每一天。
Okay. And I'm just so thrilled that many of you people come to hear about Jesus on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday.And Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and we've got to get something going on Saturday. It's marvelous. Keep coming to hear about Jesus. Paul preached about Jesus every day.
所以呢，我也很高兴啊，大家很多人是来教会听到呢，几乎是周一到周日，每天都来啊。所以我们就像在这个保罗的时代，我们。并不是挑日子的，他每天都会在讲。
All right, verse 18.
十八节。
A group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to dispute with him. Some of them asked, "What is this babbler trying to say?" Others remarked, "He seems to be advocating foreign gods." They said this because Paul was preaching the good news.About Jesus and the resurrection.
还有伊壁鸠鲁和斯多亚两门的学士与他争辩，有的说呢这胡言乱语要说什么，有的说他似乎是传讲外邦鬼神的，这话是因保罗传讲耶稣与复活的道。
What were his themes of his message?
那他的信息的主题是什么呢？
Jesus and the resurrection.
就是耶稣与复活了。
If you're going to tell people about the Bible, what are you going to say?
你要告诉别人关于圣经，你会怎么说呢？
You're going to say Jesus Christ is Lord, and He rose from the dead.
你会说耶稣基督是主啊，他从死里复活了。
That's our message. You don't need to say everything else.
你不需要讲其他。
Just keep on talking about Jesus and the resurrection.
讲其他过多的东西，你只要告诉别人关于耶稣和他的复活。
So that's what he was doing.
这就是保罗做的。
All right, verse 19 says, Then they took him and brought him to a meeting of the Areopagus, where they said to him, May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting?
他们就把他带到亚略巴谷说，你所讲的这道我们也可以知道吗？
So there was a place called the Areopagus.
这个地方呢名叫亚略巴谷。
And it's where people got together to debate the great cultural issues of the day.
这个地方呢是专门一群人聚集辩论争辩关于文化和一些话题的这个地方。
The very learned people were there.
最有学问的一帮人啊都在那个地方。
They tried to talk about the things that were most interesting and most important.
他们都会在讨论一些最有兴趣也最重要的话题。
They tried to talk about things that were new.
也讨论一些新的话题。
And so, from an intellectual point of view, Paul was now going to be meeting with the very senior intellectuals of his day.
所以保罗呢，要面对的是在他那个时代最智慧的、最聪明的一批人了，就在亚略巴谷。
Do you think he would have been scared?
你觉得他会害怕吗？
No.
Okay, I don't think he was scared either.
我也不觉得他会怕。
But I would have been scared.
但我会怕。
So many, many years ago, we had a list of names of people at the university that I was attending who were interested in studying the Bible.
很多年前呢，我在大学的时候，有一些人呢想了解圣经。
They were all working on master's degrees and doctorates.
他们都是一些硕士、博士哈。
And somebody had to lead the Bible study.
那总有人要来带领这个查经嘛，对不对
？And nobody else was willing to do it.
但没有人愿意这么做这件事啊。
So I said, I don't know, but anyway, I said, I'm going to lead it. They got it. Somebody's got to teach them.
但是呢，我就说呢，那我虽然也不知道可不可以做，但总有人得做吧，那我就去做了。
So I was very, very fearful, but I invited them to come to my room, and we had a Bible study in my room.
那我也很害怕，但是我就把他们邀请到我的房间里来，那我们一起来学圣经。
And I thought, what am I going to do when they ask me the hard questions that I can't answer?
我就说呢，如果他们问我一些很难的问题，我答不上来怎么办呢？
So I did a couple of things. I said, first of all, we're going to study a chapter of the Bible. So we're going to focus on the Bible. We're not going to go all over the Bible. We'll just go that one chapter.
那我就做了几件事。第一呢，我说我们来学圣经中的一段。一章，那这个呢，我们就不跳来跳去看其他地方了。
And so we started to study. After three or four weeks, one of the men in the study asked me a really hard question.
那我们就一起学习。过了三四个星期呢，这帮人学习的人当中，有个人就问了我一个特别难的问题。
I didn't have the faintest idea what the answer was.
我就完全没概念该怎么回答。
So, what I did was I went, and then I cleared my throat again. And while I was doing that, one of the other men who wasn't a Christian said, I think the answer to that question is in, and he pointed to another verse, probably verse 12.And so I said, well, why don't you read verse 12? So he read the verse. Somehow you've got to translate this.
然后呢，我就没辙了，我只能清嗓子啊，我就清了一遍又一遍哈。等我在清嗓子的时候呢，那个我们当中的有一个他不是个基督徒啊，因为大家都不是。这个人呢就说呢，那我觉得这个问题的答案呢应该是这一节经文，然后他就指了另外一节，也许是比如说十二节，然后 Harold 就说，那这样，要不你把十二节读一下给大家听。
So as he read the verse, I realized that he was right, and that was the answer.
然后当他读圣经的时候呢，我就意识到，哎，他是对的，这就是那个问题的答案。
And so when it was over, I sounded very intelligent, and I said, yes, that's a good answer.
当他读完了以后呢，我。 我就点了点头，听起来像特别聪明的。我说对，这就是答案了，说的没错。
Okay, but I learned something. This is what I learned. The answers are from God.
Amen.
They're not from me.
所以我，但是我学到了一点，我就知道呢，答案都不是出于我的，都是神自己在给答案。
And I learned that God has the answer. He'll answer his question.
神会带领人去回答这个问题。
Doesn't matter whether I can answer it or not. God will answer his question.
不在乎我知不知道这答案，神知道，肯定他就可以回答。
And I learned that God is not afraid of an intelligent mind.
然后我也学习到了一个重要的点，神从来不怕任何这种聪明的脑袋。
And I'm thrilled when I come to this group because many of you have big minds.
我也很高兴啊，来这个群呢、啊，我们在座的很多人也是大脑袋很大。
And you're humble enough to take your good mind and lay it before the truth of God and say, God, would you please teach my mind so that you can convince my heart, so that you can change my life.
但是呢，你们足够的谦卑，你们来到神面前说，主啊，你能不能教导我的脑子，教导我的理性？让我的心能够接受，因此来改变我的生命呢。
So, the Apostle Paul says, I'm going to go to the Areopagus and I'm going to tell him about Jesus and the resurrection.
所以保罗决定，好，我要去亚略巴谷，我要站在那里，我要告诉他们关于耶稣和复活的事。
All right, verse 20.
二十节。
You are bringing some strange ideas to our ears.And we want to know what they mean.
因为你有些奇怪的事传到我们耳中，我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。
And then verse 21 talks about these people of Athens. All the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there spent their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas.
二十一节呢，就解释了一下这些雅典人都些干些啥。他们和住在那里的客人都不顾别的事，只将新闻说说听听。
So, Paul's going to have to speak to them now, and the question is, what would he say? He's got all the Bible to preach from. What would he say to these thinkers in Athens?
那现在呢，保罗有个难题了。那他要说什么呢？对于这些。有学问的人，对这些有思想的人，他要说些什么呢？
So verse 22.
二十二节。
Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus, and he said, Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious.
保罗站在亚律巴谷当中说，众位雅典人呢、啊、我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。
And that was a good thing. They were interested. They wanted to know.
他们也很感兴趣。对呀，是的，他们是这样。
So he basically said, I'm glad you're here because it shows you want to know truth about God.
他其实就在说呢，保罗说，我很高兴今天在这里看到大家，因为呢，我知道你们还是想要认识神的。
He says, as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship,Probably their idols. He said, I found an altar with this inscription to an unknown God.
他说我游行的时候啊，就是走的时候呢，观光的时候看见你们所拜的，遇见一座坛，坛上面写了一个未食之神。
So that was pretty good. They realized they didn't know everything about God.
这个很好，这说明雅典人知道他并不是知道所有关乎神的内容。
They actually realized that they had a responsibility to the God they didn't know.
他们也知道呢，他们对于那个不认识的神呢，他们也是要负责的。
Well, there's a sense in which that's why you and I are here today.
这就是某种程度我们能够今天在这里坐下来的原因。
Some of us know more about God than others.But we all have come because we realize we have a responsibility to God. We might not know as much about Him as we would like, but we know we've got a responsibility to Him.
那所以我们有的人知道多一点，有的少一点，但是我们每一个人心里都清楚， 我们对那个神，对永生神是负责任，就我们是要有回应他的责任。
Some of my friends started out their relationship with God by praying to him before they knew who he was.
我有些朋友啊，他认识神都是从什么时候开始？在还没有认识神的时候，他们就开始向他祷告开始的。
They said, God, I don't know who you are, but I sure need help right now. Would you please help me?
所以他们就这么说，他说神啊，我也不认识您，但是呢，我现在需要帮助，我想要认识。
And so Paul said, I'm going to tell you about the God that you know is there, you just don't know him very well.
所以保罗在这里就想说呢，好，很好，你们想要认识神，虽然他在那里，只是你们不太认识他。
So the last sentence of verse 23 is, now what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you.
23节最后说呢，所以你们不认，所不认识而敬拜的，我现在可以告诉你们是谁。
So that was a wise introduction.
这是个很智慧的。
He's basically saying to them, I want to answer a question that I know you're asking.
这是个很智慧的开场，他其实就想告诉雅典人呢，我现在可以来回答你们一个问题，是你们一直以来有的。
So that's why very often in these classes we like to have questions and answers because we want to satisfy the question with an answer from God so that you realize that God is concerned about where you are and He wants to lead you from where you are to where He is.
所以这也是我们在这里经常会做的，我们也想开出来给大家做问答，因为呢当在问答里呢就会知道你是在什么位置，然后呢就可以方便把你从你的位置带到神那里去。
So the next question is, what is he going to say next?
下一个问题是他下一步该说什么。
And so verse 24, he says,The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by hands.
24节，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
Is that a good place to start?
这是不是一个好的开始讲的点呢？
What's the first verse in the Bible?
圣经第一句经文是什么？
In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. Okay.
起初神创造天地。
So Paul says, I'm going to start where God starts. Okay. Go right back to the very beginning. God is the creator.
所以神是创造主啊。
That's very, very wise. Because you see, we all realize that there is a God who made us.And therefore, we are responsible and accountable to that God.
所以这个很重要，我们都知道有一个创造接，就是把我们造出来的神啊。所以这样的话，自然的结论就是我们对他是有一个回应的责任的。
If he made us, he must have made us for a reason.
因为他造我们总是要有一个目的嘛。
And if he made us for a reason, I better do what he wants me to do.
他既然造我有这个目的，我最好在我身上呢顺服他这个目的，对吧？
Many years ago, I took a job, and I was working for a boss.
那很多年前呢，我接受了一份工作，跟一个老板打工。
And I went to him first thing the morning and the first day.
然后我第一天呢，早上到他那里去。
And I said, Boss, what do you want me to do?
我说，老板，你想让我做什么？
And he said, Well, I want you to do this. I said, Thank you very much. That's what I'm going to do.
然后他说，我想让你做这个事。Harold 说，好，谢谢，我现在去做。
Not much point in going to him and saying, Hi, boss, I'm going to do this today.
这个你不可能是这么去跟老板说的。你只要见到，你说，老板，这是我今天想做的。
He didn't hire me so I could do what I wanted to do. He hired me so that I could do what he wanted me to do.
所以他并不是雇我来说呢我想做什么，他是要雇我说他要我做什么。
Why did God make you?
那神为什么要造你呢？
You'd better find out and do it.
那你最好要明白神在你身上的旨意，然后去做。
That's what it's all about. And these people, they didn't even know God. They had an altar to the unknown God. But Paul said to them, there's a God out there who made you. You'd better follow him.
所以这些人其实他不认识神，那他们有各种各样的偶像。所以保罗在这里说呢，这个神是创造万有的，你最好呢到他那里去啊，明白也接受他。
And then he said to them, now there is a problem.
啊，紧跟着说他说有个麻烦。
You've got lots of temples here in Athens.
你们雅典啊，太多的这种偶像庙了。
But he said, don't you think that God lives in those temples?
然后你他说你们难道真认为神就住在这些庙里面吗？
Okay, God is far bigger than you can put into a temple or into a box.
所以神远比这大，他并不是把自己放在这个什么盒子里和什么殿上的。
So it was about 70 or 80 years ago, a man of God wrote a book and he gave it this title, Your God is Too Small.
所以很多年前有一个人写过一本书啊，他的书名叫做你的神太小了。
Many people think that they can put God into a nice small box. There he is, everything's fine.
很多人会觉得呢，他能把他的神放到一个小盒子里啊，一切就都搞定了。
God is really big.
神非常的大啊。
So when I was at school, I've told you this story before. When I was at university, my friends used to say, what I'm going to do is I'm going to examine God. I'm going to see what he's all about. And they basically said, I'm going to put God into a goldfish bowl and I'll look at him to learn about him.
我在大学的时候有这么样一种人呢，他把神呢当作一个什看成个什么样的形象，他说我要研究他，其实就是把神放在一个金鱼缸里啊，来观察他。
And I had to tell them they were all wrong.
所以我必须要告诉他们，他们全错了。
I had to tell them that God had them in a goldfish bowl.
我要告诉他们搞反了，是神把他们放在金鱼缸里啊。
Okay.
他们把神放在金鱼缸里。
And he was telling them what was going on. You can't put God into a goldfish bowl.
你不能把神放在金鱼缸里，其实神把你放在金鱼缸里。
All right, so, where are we?
25.
Verse 25. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives to all men life and breath and everything else.
25节，他也不用，他就是神呢，不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
Okay. That was the mistake that Cain made, wasn't it?
这是该隐犯的错误，对不对？
I think Cain said, hey God, would you like some grapes? I got some really nice grapes here. Would you like that, God?
你觉得该隐在做什么？该隐就来到神面前说，神，你想不想来点葡萄？这我种的葡萄特别好吃，你想吃一点吗？
God says, no, listen, Cain, I made everything. If I were hungry, I wouldn't speak to you, Cain.I've got all that I need.
所以神就跟该隐哈，可以这么说，我就万有都是我造的，如果我饿呢，我也不会告诉你啊，我自己就能够吃。所以所有这些其实都是我，都是神的。
And it'd be nice if we could go now to Psalm 50, because Psalm 50, God says, if I were hungry, I wouldn't ask you, I own the cattle.On a thousand hills, I'm not hungry.
所以诗篇五十篇哈就讲到了这样的一个经文。他说，我要是神说呢，我要是饿了呢，我不会来找你们啊。他说，因为树林中的百兽是我的，千山上的牲畜也是我的。
But then Psalm 50 says that God is going to judge every man.That's what we've got to acknowledge. God will judge us all one day.
但是呢，在诗篇五十篇的最后呢，神说呢，他要审判全地啊，他会让每一个人为自己的事负责的。
So there's got to be something bigger about God. Why did God make you and me? If he doesn't want more grapes from us or more cattle from us, why did he make us? What's the reason?
那里面一定还会有些更大的事。如果他不想从我们手里拿什么葡萄啊、羊、牛犊啊，那他最后总是有原因吧？他造我们。
Some people say, I'm going to go to church and I'm going to put some money in the collection so God will be rich.
有的人说，那我要去教会。我去教会呢，主要是我要在教会捐一点钱，让神变得很富有。
No, God's already rich.
我不用哈，神已经很富有。
Okay, he's not served with human hands. We can't say, I will do God a good deed.
所以他不用人手来服侍啊，我们不能说呢，哎，我们来替神做一点什么好事。
So that raises the question then, what does God want?
这就回到了一个问题啊，神到底要什么呢？
Why did he make us?
他造我们为什么原因造呢？
Let's keep reading.
我们继续读。
Verse 26 says, From one man, God made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the times set for them, and the exact places where they should live.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
Okay, who's in charge?
谁掌权呢？
God.
神。
What did he do?
他怎么做呢？
He made all these people.
他造了所有这些人。
Where did he place them?
他把他们放在哪呢？
Where he wanted them.
他要他们在哪里呢？
And some people are born in China, and some people are born in Vancouver.
有些人生在中国，有些人生在温哥华。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because that's what God wanted.
这就是神的计划了。
So don't try to change your circumstances. We're happy that you're living here in Vancouver. God allowed you to come. But don't spend all your time trying to change circumstances from what God ordained to what you might like. Accept what God has done. Accept your circumstances and say, God, what do you want me to do in these circumstances?
所以我们不要总是尝试着呢去改变我们的环境啊，我们要适应神给我们的环境，而不是说呢我要我想要的环境，因为这个是神所预定给我们的，并不是我们自己要去努力改变。
So what's the answer? The question is, why did God do it all?
为什么神要这么做呢？
He's got everything organized, all the people in the world organized, and he's sufficient, he doesn't need anything from them. So he's not interested in our food, he's not interested in our collection, he's not even interested in bowing down to an idol here or there. What does he want?
那他想要什么呢？他也很丰富。他也不需要我们替他做什么，收藏什么，他甚至也不喜悦人去拜各种偶像，那他想要什么呢？
Okay, the answer is verse 27.
那答案就在二十七节了。
God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us.
二十七节，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远。
What does God want you to do?
神要你做什么呢？
Seek him.
寻求他了。
What does God want me to do?
神要我做什么呢？
Seek him.
也是寻求他。
That is the primary objective of God for all men to seek him.
所以这是神给每一个人他的旨意了，要我们去寻求他。
And now the next line is just a little bit hard to explain, hard even to translate.
下一节有一点难解释。
It says, and perhaps reach out for him and find him.
Oh. 要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。
Okay, so what all would that imply?
这个是什么意思呢？
If you reach out for God and you seek Him, will you find Him?
如果你寻求他，你能找到他吗？
The answer is yes.
是的，可以的。
So you'll get verse after verse in the Bible, Jeremiah 29, I can't remember the verse, basically says, if you seek me, you will find me if you search for me with all your heart.
如果你尽心的来寻求神呢，你就会能够寻见他，在耶利米书里面讲到。
All right, so the verse says that we would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. So the question is, why is the word perhaps in that sentence?
或者可以，或者这个这里他想表达什么呢？
If you seek for God, will you find him?
你寻求神，你会寻见吗？
Why the word perhaps?
那为什么要在这里放一个或者呢？
And the answer is, if you do seek him with all your heart, perhaps you'll find him here, and perhaps you'll find him there, and perhaps you'll find him today, and perhaps you might not find him until tomorrow. You don't know precisely how God is going to reach out to you. You reach out to him, and he will reach out to you, perhaps this way, perhaps that way, perhaps sooner, perhaps later, perhaps here, perhaps there. He's going to meet you, but he's not necessarily going to meet you exactly as you say you want him to meet you.
所以呢，他在这里想表达的意思是，当我们寻求神的时候，神一定会让我们寻见他，但是呢，不是我们认为的方式，是神认为的方式。或者是这样的方式，或者是那样的方式，或者是在这里，或者是在那里，或者是今天，或者是明天，总之你会遇见他，但不是我们认为的方式和时间。
You will find him,
你会发现他，
but you won't necessarily find him on the basis of your program, you'll find him on the basis of his program.
所以你发现他不是基于你的计划和进程，而是基于神的计划和安排。
As a matter of fact, he may even keep you waiting,
甚至呢，他会
in order to accomplish things in your life, so that when he does reveal him, you got enough sense to see him.
所以他甚至会在你的生命中让你等待，当你真的到了那个时间的时候呢，你才能够见到他。
I often sell real estate. I sell houses.To people who want to buy a house.
我经常去做的一个工作就是我会把房子卖给别人哈，我做这个经纪。
Sometimes when I take somebody to a house, I walk into the house. They say, "This is wonderful. This is exactly what I want."
有的时候我带人进到一个房子里，他们会这么表现啊，他们就特别高兴。哎呀，太棒了，这就是我要的。
I say, wow, that doesn't happen very often.
然后我会说，哦，这好像不经常碰到这种情形。
Usually, we go from place to place to place to place.
经常我碰到的情形是这样的，就带着客户呢，这里看，再看一个，再看一个，再看一个，一直看，一直看，一直看。
And I say to my customers, I say, my job.Is to show you so many places that when you see the right place, you know it.
所以我经常跟客户说，那我的工作就是去带你去看不同的地方。当你看你碰到对的地方的时候，你自己就明白了。
See, most people don't know what they want well enough to know that they want it.
所以很多人其实他并不很清楚自己，不能很清楚地描述自己想要什么。
So I lead them. I often show them places they don't want to see. And I show it to them so that it will help them understand what it is they really do want.
所以呢，我有的时候甚至会带人去看他们本来不想去看的地方，其实就是想让他们真的明白他到底要的是什么。
And when you're seeking God, very often God will lead you in such a way that when you ultimately find him, you'll know that you found him. It's what you're looking for.
所以神带领我们的方式也是很类似的方式。他为什么要带你走那么多的路呢？甚至有些是弯路呢？就是让你真的最终到了认识神的那个点的时候，你真知道自己要的就是这个神，要的就是他。在这之前的那些铺垫都不是白浪费时间。
What is your job? What is my job? To seek him, and to seek him, and to seek him, and to keep on seeking him.
所以我们的事情呢，就是我们一直在寻求他，我要找他，寻求他，寻求他，找他，然后等到时间和地点到了的时候，就知道。
All right, we'll do verse 28.
那我们来看二十八节。
For in him we live and move.And have our being. As some even of your own poets have said, we are his offspring.
我们生活动作存留都在乎他，正如你们所作诗的，有人说我们也是他所生的。
All right. So, questions or comments? I've given you a long elaboration of his sermon.Some questions or comments now as we wind up today.
大家有什么问题吗？我们讲了很长的一段哈，关于保罗的这个讲道。Nancy.
二十七节要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。这个揣摩而得，有没有这样一层含义？就像诗篇，他说。愿神以我们的默念为甘甜，就是诗篇104有一句，这个就是这两个是不是应该也有这个含义？就是有没有这个含义？就是说，愿神以我们的默念为甘甜，有没有这个揣摩而得？有没有这一层意思
？OK， so 27 perhaps reach out for him and find him. Reach out.
104三四节。
Reach out for him and find him. Whether this similar meaning of Psalm 104.
Psalm 104.
Yeah. And May my meditation be pleasing to him. So, yeah, is there any relationship between this seek and find and meditate? Whether this is a similar meaning? Reach out, yeah. Reach out.
Yeah.
And meditate.
We reach out to God in many ways.
所以我们揣摩神啊，或者去寻求神是有很多的角度，很多的方式的。
The word meditate means to think.
那你这里讲到的那个诗篇幺零四的这个默念呢，或者说呢去思想呢，它是思想的意思。
So we would reach out to God by thinking about him.
当然这是很重要的，我们去寻求神借着我们的思考，这是肯定对的。
We would often reach out to God by thinking about our question or our problem and thinking about what God says in the Bible our answer should be.
那有的我们是这么想的，我们会想我们的问题，想寻找答案，也想寻找圣经。它的真理是什么呢？这个都是我们在思考，然后去寻找。
And so, yes, we would seek him by thinking about him.
所以当然我们会通过思考来寻求他，没有问题。
But we would also seek him by reading the Bible in order to think about him.
那我们也会用其他的方式，比方说呢，就读圣经也是寻求他。
If we just think.We're confined by what little we've got in our head. But if we read the Bible, he can give us additional thoughts about him.
所以我们只是靠我们自己想呢，我们会有约束的，会有边界的。当我们在读圣经的时候呢，神会带着我们 会有 更深的认识，更高的认识。
So then we seek him by reading the Bible and then thinking about it as we read it, after we read it. Thinking about it, yes, very definitely. Part of seeking. But seeking starts always with, there's several things it starts with, and we'll get to them next week. But seeking says, I'm going to put the Bible into its proper perspective.
对，所以，你说的对，是肯定的。那默想是肯定是很重要的，但这个不是全部。你还是需要去读圣经，你需要神来教导你，不单单是你去思考。
We want also verse 34 of 104 says, we want also our thoughts to be pleasing to him. And we're going to get to more of that next week. That's the question. We've got to think thoughts that are pleasing to him rather than thoughts that may not please him.
而且呢，我们默念或者默想的这些话语呢，其实要是耶和华接受喜悦的，而不是使他厌恶的，所以这个也是很重要的一个方面，不是你想什么都行的，是他所悦纳的。
Okay, any other comment?
还有什么问题吗
？Any other question?What encourages me is this. The answer of the Lord is, if you seek me, you will find me.
所以很鼓励我的，很鼓励我的神的应许就是，你若寻求就必寻见，这是很好。
All right, maybe just a thought or two from Isaiah 55. It says this, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. And then it goes on to say that if we do that, we'll understand him. His thoughts are very high. Our thoughts are very low. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But if we seek him, we will find him.
所以他刚才引用的是以赛亚书55章的一段经文啊。他说当耶和华可寻找的时候 寻找他，相近的时候求告他，55章6节。然后后面呢，他就到八节了，他说耶和华说，他的意念非同我们的意念，神的道路非同我们的道路啊，他的意念高过我们的意念，他的道路高过我们的道路。
All right, the clock says that our time is over. Do you know why we close at 2:30. The reason for closing at 2:30 is that you can pick up your children after school. And if we stay too late, the children have got to stand in the corner in the rain waiting for their mother or father to come and get them. So we try to finish at 2:30. That's why we always try to finish. 2点半结束
哈，因为要接孩子。
Yes,
yes, a question.The question is on Acts 17 and verse 8. Yeah, verse 8. Why? Yeah. When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. Why into turmoil and why they quickly released Jason and others?
I'm not sure of the answer. I'll give you a quick partial answer anyway. The city was thrown into turmoil. The city was in trouble because there were some who believed that Jesus was another king opposed to Caesar. So you had two kings, and they were saying, we believe Caesar is king, we must reject Jesus. So it was a political argument. And it was the Jews, not the Jews, but the Christians against the Romans. And they were using a political excuse to fight.
所以这里面的惊慌的原文哈，它在这英语，我不知道它的 K 那个是 trouble 是吧？对，它其实是混乱啊，会麻烦，所以它背后的原因就是背后的原因就是因为罗马呢，它是凯撒是王，所以那如果再来一个王是耶稣呢，它会引起政治上的动荡，然后犹太人呢就利用这一点，带来了。就是官府的惊慌和动荡，其实是这么一个，其实你把它看成一个动荡可能会更合理一些，骚乱吧，用骚乱这个词会更好一些。
They probably made Jason post a bond because they wanted to have some legal legitimacy to their riotous behavior.
所以他们让耶稣取保状哈，也许是让他们在法律上站得住脚啊，或者可能是这个原因吧，对，合法嘛。
So there was probably some law that said that if these kinds of things arise until you can reach final judgment, make the offending party at least post a bond.
对，所以。这在当时应该是法律要求的、啊、就是说你这样的一个流程就是要到让他自己取保能够候审这么一个状态。
All right.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray. Lord, we're thankful that you're the kind of God who says, if you seek me, you will find me.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，您是这样的神，说你要寻求就你们要寻求就必被寻见。
And we're so thankful that you're not only the God who is there, you are the God who may be found.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，您是那一位可以被寻见的神。
And Lord, our prayer is that you will reveal yourself in all your beauty and glory and saving power to each one of us.Around this table today.
主啊，我们的祷告是求您把您启示给我们，在您那丰盛的慈爱、恩典和荣耀里。
We again remember the words in Isaiah, Lord, seek the Lord while he may be found.
我们就记得以赛亚书的话说，当神还在可寻求的时候寻求他。
Call upon him while he is near.
当他还在就近的处，就先寻求呼求他。
Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
让那些恶人就自己弃绝他的道路。
For he will have mercy upon him.
因为
and he will abundantly pardon.
因为在神那里满有怜悯，满有宽恕。
And so, Lord, we're thankful that if we seek you, you will be found of us.Have mercy on us and pardon our many iniquities.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为当我们寻求您的时候，您就满有怜悯，赦免我们的罪。
So we thank you for this today. We just pray that you will bless each one.
主啊，我们要今天如此的感谢，也求您祝福我们在座的每一位。
And we commit ourselves to you in Jesus' name.
我们把自己交在您的手里，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.